You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. Hope that you've had a great weekend. I've got a great list for you. It's a shorter list, but it's a lot of airtime. So you can make the commitment to these shows because they're all fantastic. And I know that you're going to have so much to talk about with your friends and your family and your colleagues. This is the kind of stuff that you're going to be texting about for a couple days. And that is always my favorite kind of stuff. So here are the things that I want for you to watch this week. Bachelor in Paradise begins Monday. It's going to be on Mondays and Tuesdays at 8, 2 hours per episode. So 4 hours a week of ex-Bachelor franchise contestants competing for quasi-love. I say quasi-love because I think in theory they like the idea of maybe meeting someone, falling in love adjacent, making out a little bit, maybe getting a free ring, getting some extra airtime, which usually results in more social media followers. And that really is the ultimate goal for all of them. It's a saturized market, right? It's hard to get people to pay attention to you and follow you. So because of that, the stakes are higher and you're going to see a lot more crazy stuff on the show versus, you know, years of the past. I've already seen in the trailer, there's a threesome, way more tears. I just think you really have to kind of set yourself apart on some of these shows. And unfortunately, you got to do it by being over the top. So here are some of the contestants that you're going to see on Bachelor in Paradise. Now, remember, by the way, some of these contestants have presented alternative versions of themselves. They've presented themselves in a way that they thought that the lead of the Bachelor or the Bachelorette would like for them to be in order for them to be chosen or at least to make it as a finalist. So the great thing about this show is they reveal their true persona, and sometimes they're horrible people. And also, they show up with full spray tans, and by the end of the opportunity, they have peeling spray tans, their nails are falling off, their hair extensions are coming out. The guys haven't been able to use a gym. They've been using jump rope and lifting rocks on the beach. So they're, in other words, disasters. So here are four people that you can look forward to watching. Brittany's 25. She's a model from Chicago, most famous for being one of the five women who made their grand entrance on the fourth episode of Matt James' season. But she became a target of a brutal rumor and she was eliminated not long after. So much like the rest, this is sometimes a redemption story. So this is her opportunity for us to see her in a completely different way. And she can make the most of this wild, wild Bachelor Nation frenetic audience who are so devoted and are so strange that they'll sometimes DM some of these contestants with the most obnoxious, over-the-top opinions. All right. Then you have Michael. He's a 38-year-old business owner from Ohio, well known to everybody in Bachelor Nation because he is a widow. This devoted dad left Katie Thurston season early because his young son needed him. And I don't know if 38 is a little bit too old to be on the show, because I think that he probably really sincerely wants to meet someone that he can marry. But if you've got a 25-year-old model from Chicago, what are the chances that those two will have anything in common? Then you have Shanae, 30, recruiter from Ohio. She, in the trailer, seems to be falling apart, going between two different men. And that is always astounding to me, how you can be deeply in love with two men and then be engaged a week later. I don't know if she's engaged, but it looks as if that she's had much more luck on Bachelor in Paradise than other people. And then you have Logan. He dated Rachel on the recent co-bachelorette season before realizing that he had stronger feelings for Gabby. So it prompted him to do a quick switch up, and then he got COVID and he was sent home. So another redemption story. So I've already seen in the trailer that he makes out with someone. I think they're all going to do fine. The question is, will they get engaged at the end of it? Bachelor in Paradise, 4 hours each week, with 2 hours on Monday and 2 hours on Tuesday, starts Monday, September 27th. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is back. Bravo on Wednesdays. It returns for season 3 with Housewives Lisa Barlow, Heather Gay, Meredith Marks, Whitney Rose, and Jen Shaw, and then 3 more friends, including Angie Harrington, who has been on a previous season. So season 3 is going to continue to follow Jen Shaw amid her ongoing legal battle, but the friendship dynamics are going to change and the divisions will happen. So Jen is also heard blaming her former assistant, Stuart Smith, of getting her involved in this business that landed her in legal trouble. As we know, through the series of events, Jen is actually supposedly the ringleader, and she is going to say all season long that she's innocent, and then at the end, she will plead guilty, which seems to be a shock to Meredith and Heather. So I can't promise you that every single episode will be exciting, but at least we will see the culmination of Jen admitting that she, you know, concocted this whole horrible scheme that frauded mostly elderly. So you will see that later in the season. It's called The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It's on Bravo on Wednesdays. Sex, Lies, and the College Cult is on Peacock on September 28th. It is this shocking and unnerving story about how a father and a professional con man named Larry Ray brainwashed students at Sarah Lawrence College into this abusive sex cult that upended their lives and the lives of their families. This documentary chronicles decade-long abuse, extortion, sex trafficking, and forced labor, told in some of the victims' own words. So through dark and personal footage, a portrait of the world inside this group is revealed, and it's all rooted in manipulation and dark secrets. Many of you are probably familiar with it, particularly if you live on the East Coast. But for a decade, Lawrence Ray exerted near total control over a group of young people that he met after moving into a dormitory at Sarah Lawrence College, according to prosecutors. So he presented himself as a mentor. He isolated students from their parents, pressured them into degrading acts, and extorting hundreds of thousands of dollars from them. So some remain loyal, and that's even after a story in New York Magazine in 2019 detailed a host of abuses ascribed to Mr. Ray. But during a nearly month-long trial in federal district court in Manhattan, 4 former followers provided detailed testimony about how he had indoctrinated and exploited them. So they say that he compared himself to the Roman emperor and philosopher Marcus Aurelius. Okay, that's right out of the gate. For as soon as someone says something crazy like that, you need to start doing your research. He described an approach to life called Quest for Potential. And former students said he regaled them with dramatic stories about his supposed military exploits and connections to law enforcement. That is when you make calls. One of you probably knows somebody in law enforcement, have an uncle. You got to double check on stories that are over the top like that. So in his telling, he was a patriot with powerful enemies, several witnesses said, someone unjustly imprisoned after exposing corruption by his one-time friend, Bernard Carrick. So of course, he probably used that as a deterrent. Like, no one wants to get involved in stories with Mr. Carrick, who was a former New York City police commissioner. Several former followers said that Mr. Ray spoke often about Bernie and others who believed were out to sabotage him and cause his downfall. Prosecutors said that he psychologically manipulated his victims while living with them in New York, North Carolina, and New Jersey, controlling where they went, to whom they spoke, what they ate, and when they slept. He accused his followers of damaging his property, poisoning him, according to evidence from the government. Witnesses testified that he extracted false confessions from them during hours-long interrogations, and then used those admissions as leverage to demand hundreds of thousands of dollars in compensation for imagined infractions. He threatened to dismember one student while standing over him with a knife, prosecutors said, threatened to shatter another's skull with a hammer, and he was also accused of forcing a young woman into prostitution. And years later, she said that he tightened a plastic bag over her head while she fought to breathe. And about 6 months after that, she fled New York and Mr. Ray. So while making their case, prosecutors drew upon journal entries, email messages, and written confessions by students. And at one point, they introduced into evidence a list of academic articles found on Mr. Ray's hard drives, including one entitled Cult Membership, What Factors Contribute to Joining or Leaving, and another called Mind Control, The Ultimate Terror. Prosecutors also introduced photographs and audio and video recordings that provide a glimpse of life with him. One video shows a group of young people decorating a tree in his Manhattan apartment while listening to the song, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. But another shows a student, Claudia, calmly telling him that she had poisoned him with mercury, cyanide, and arsenic, something she testified she had not actually done. So it's a doozy of a story. It's called Sex Lies in the College Cult. It's on Peacock on September 28th. You gotta watch that one. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KKC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KKC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/KKC. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmerman dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. This one is a little bit off the beaten path, but it sounded interesting to me. It is called The Curse of the Robert Doll. It's on the Travel Channel on Friday. So it's considered the most haunted doll in the world. Robert the Doll lives in behind glass in a museum in Key West, Florida, where every year thousands of visitors who fail to follow his rules find themselves cursed. Okay, off the bat, like, why are you going to visit this doll? Victims have experienced illness, injury, accidents, and even death. And but what makes Robert curses victims is what evil entity lives inside this doll. This latest Shock Docs installment explores the true origin of Robert the Doll, uncovers the story of his first owners in 1905, and seeks to find out why this doll is so nefarious. Travel Channel, if you're sick, if you're booking your trip right now to Key West, Florida, don't go there. Just watch this. It just sounds nutty. But it's like one of those things, Halloween's coming up. It sounds kind of interesting. The last one I think is really important to watch. It's called Hostages. It is a four-part docuseries on the 1979 Iranian hostage crisis. It's on September 28th and 29th on HBO. All four episodes of the series will be available to stream on HBO Max beginning on the 28th. So the series uncovers the international crisis that erupted on November 4th, 1979, 7 months after the overthrow of the Shah and the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran, when a band of Iranian student activists stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in what was initially intended to be a symbolic two-day protest against American imperialism. However, the situation quickly escalated, leading the occupiers to take 52 members of the embassy staff hostage in a geopolitical showdown that would ultimately stretch to 444 days. So operating on two parallel timelines, Hostages offers a documentary thriller account of the occupation through never-before-seen archive and new interviews with the hostages, their captors, former officials from both the U.S. and Iranian governments, and more, and a historical chronicle of the tangled web of U.S.-Iran relations in the decades that led up to the Iranian Revolution, including the CIA-sponsored 1953 coup against the country's nationalist president, Mohammad Mossadegh, and the U.S.-backed reinstallation of the Shah's autocratic regime. It is produced by HBO Documentary Films, and I'm really excited to watch it. So those are your choices for this week. Bachelor in Paradise, Monday and Tuesday on ABC. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Wednesday on Bravo. Sex, Lies, and the College Cult on Friday, the 28th on Peacock. The Curse of the Robert Doll on Friday on the Travel Channel. And Hostages, the four-part series, Monday and Tuesday. I want to remind you to check out my live show at the City Winery on November 20th. Get those tickets now before they're gone. Hollywood Improv on December 3rd. You can check out my Facebook group, Reality Life with Kate Casey, by going to the search button and putting it in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. You can find me on social media, Twitter, at Kate Casey. I tweet about shows and during shows all week long. My Instagram is at Kate Casey, C-A. My TikTok is It's Kate Casey. Cameo, I'm Kate Casey. I'm on Patreon with bonus episodes, and I've just posted 2 extra episodes this past week about the Adnan Syed case and some other fascinating behind-the-scenes stories of the podcast and different docs by going to Patreon, patreon.com/KateCasey. And check out my must-watch guide that has this list and others by going to katecasey.substack.com. It will come to your email box every Monday. It is a list of what to watch each week. Can't wait to circle back with you. My episodes this week are outstanding. You don't want to miss these interviews. One of them, I cried. So check out those episodes Wednesday and Friday. Hope that you guys are having a great week.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.